Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. When we were staying in Brooklyn, we were by right next to the Barclays Center, and there was this, the biggest billboard of Rihanna in like a bra. You know her, like, I don't know, Fendi, whatever, her, whatever the name of her lingerie brand is. So if I looked out the front window and of this little Airbnb we're staying, I turned my head a little bit. There, it was like Rihanna, just her eyeball, like looking in to the window.
There you go. Rihanna, top five.
Oh, Rihanna, top five?
Oh, yeah.
So Rosamund Pike. What Elle McPherson you're freaking out about? Circa.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like Kate Beckinsale. She seems funny.
And Elizabeth, what is it?
Shue?
No.
Banks?
Banks. Yeah,
I love Elizabeth Banks.
Because she like make you laugh and also be sexy. Yeah.
She definitely spank you too. Like you have been a bad boy. You know, I'm Elizabeth Banks and I'm going to show you what's what. She seems fun. Sharp. Arr. Hi. Sorry, a little bit of a rabbit hole there. Last chance for Alice in Winterland. Today and tomorrow. Get yourself entered. RadioAlice.com is where to start this little journey toward these very rare. These are rare tickets now. At this point, Alice in Winterland is sold out. We've given away a lot of promotional tickets for this, and the show is in 3 days. It's on Friday the 13th, this Friday. We want to see you there. So these are your last chance tickets, and you could actually get into the meet and greet with One Republic. So go to RadioAlice.com and enter for your last chance to win. Sponsored by Macy's. Thank you, Macy's, for being a part of this. Alice in Winterland stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's on December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. We can't wait to see you. We're all going to be there. We're going to all be enjoying the show together, laughing, dancing, singing, mostly dancing, you know, how Vinny likes to do it, standing there in the seats. You bringing your kids?
Yeah, I'm bringing my kids. That's absolutely the move right now, is to get them out of the house and into a concert.
Nice.
I definitely still, you know, indoors, cold season worries me, but we're going anyway. We're going to go, we're going to
live
party,
your life, man.
And we're going to live our lives and we're going to take what comes.
Right.
Yep. I'm into it. Can't wait.
Well, your last chance is at RadioAlice.com. So head over there and get that.
Those girls need to go to some concerts.
Yeah.
They missed that pandemic.
5 years
like,
worth,
ruined like everything that's normal for radio stations.
Yeah.
All the appearances, all the stuff.
Are we coming up on the 5 year mark? I think we are.
March
of 2020
is when that happened.
So
when it started, I should say. When the shutdown.
And I get that it is in the rear view. It's in the rear view, but it's also not. Like all of a sudden, over the summer, everybody got COVID
the other day.
Yeah. That was August into September. It was just, and I was like, I thought I was going to be the one person who never got it. Although I do think I might have had it early on. And you definitely did. You were really sick before it was like, this is what that is.
No, but that, I don't know why it wasn't that bad for me, but it was still, I was testing positive for 2 full weeks.
Yep.
It sucked.
It was
I just wanted
fun.
To get out of the house and I was stuck.
I should have made John get it from me then. Because he waited 2 weeks until his birthday party that we got to cancel. It was great. Oh my God, this year has been great.
Anyway, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
I cannot wait, and we'll see you all out there.
Speaking of great shows, I think we can all agree that Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was a success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, holy. Mm. So, it's not the longest tour of all time. It's also not the shortest. I mean, it's almost 2 years. It started March 17th of 2023, the Eras Tour. And I'm sure she had little breaks here and there. But it came to an end on Sunday night. And the total of ticket sales is $2,077,618,725.
That's the amount of money
that they made. They say it's about 10 million tickets.
Okay.
So all the shows that they performed all over the world.
What an incredible undertaking. And I don't even know what that must feel like to let down from that. To be able to go, I don't have to worry about squeezing into those outfits for a minute. I cannot worry about my voice.
Do you take like a massive...
I don't know.
Like a month off. I'm just like, do not ask me to do anything. I am unavailable. I'm going to be hunkered down. I'm going to be eating holiday fare. I'm going to just be... I'm going to stay in my PJs and slippers all day.
You know, she's someone who had every right to not put out a record while touring the world and did so anyway. So,
and not only a record, it was like 100 songs on that record.
Is it possible that she goes right into a studio? Sure.
Yeah. In fact, these days, I'm sure she pre-works a lot of that stuff. All you need is a laptop and a microphone and you've got the start of a studio.
If you're an artist and you're feeling productive, you've got to capture that in the moment.
You push that out.
I mean, I say that not being an artist and not knowing really, but I would imagine if you're feeling, if everything's, oh, that's a great line. If that's everything's feeling, oh, this thing in my head, don't you have to capture that? That's what Prince used to do.
She's got to just be on fire. Like you are probably, if you live right, I mean, there are plenty of people who go on tour and it's a disaster for them, but she seems to be a healthy person who can have fun, but also knows that she's got a job to do. I'm betting you that she ended, what was it, Sunday night in Vancouver, and that she is in the best shape she's probably ever been in. Vocally, mentally, physically. I'm sure she's exhausted too and wants to, you know, take a break. But I think she's firing. I think she's cracking. Like you said, I'll bet it's flying around her and she just has to pull it out of the air.
So we'll see. It would be good, I think, for her to take a little breaky poo either way.
Just from a I've had enough of Taylor Swift standpoint.
Listen, I like her.
Of course.
I admire her. I think she's great. But I do think, a little absence will make the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
This just in, breaking news. I asked our resident ear, nose, and throat surgeon.
Oh.
And he says, I said, neti pot, yes or no? He says, yes. I prefer the sinus rinse one. That's from my friend Deepak.
Okay. And he is a surgeon. He is a head and neck guy.
Neti pot, yes or no?
Yes. Thank you, Deepak.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see you on Friday. What's his wife's name?
His wife's name is Karen, but I don't think she's going to make it.
Oh.
I think it's just him.
Okay. And bringing his kids? Kids?
I don't think he's bringing his kids. I'm bringing my kids, but I think he's rolling solo.
Hmm. Anyway, Taylor Swift, back to her real quick. Sorry, I didn't mean to get sidelined.
Me too. We'll be buddies.
There you go.
Have you met Deepak yet?
Nope.
You're going to love him. He's great. Deepak, wear that purple jacket. I like that.
He's the guy who was at my wedding that I was at my wedding, except I was so busy that I barely enjoyed it. You know what I mean?
That's
like, so busy. It's just after all I heard about was your good friend Deepak, the guy in the purple jacket. That guy is so much fun. He was so funny. I'm like,
He's easy. He is really easy. Like, he's a good guy.
He rules
smart,
the party.
Smart, funny. Yeah.
So you'll enjoy
called,
him.
Called eggs that are in a woman's ovary over 35 years old, decrepit. So good sense of humor.
He didn't do that at the party. That was at some restaurant with me. And like as
those
was,
eggs are decrepit, guys.
Oh, yeah, I need some new friends. So yeah, great.
And he lives
in
East
Bay. Oakland.
Ah.
Oh my God.
My new best friend.
He's so fun.
Deepak.
He is a surgeon though, so he is kind of busy. Like in the afternoons when you're free, he's not going to be free, but you know, lunch, I guess. Good meet for. Anyway, back to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So the only other tour to ever cross the $1 billion mark. You want to take a guess?
Okay. Ask the question again.
Okay. So Taylor Swift just cleared $2 billion on this tour and it was not quite 2 years. The only other tour to ever cross the $1 billion mark.
My first instinct is U2, but my second instinct, like I've got two other bands come to mind besides U2, Guns N' Roses and Metallica.
I think it's going to be the Rolling Stones or Bruce Springsteen.
I have a choice of two.
You were wrong, man.
You tell me which of these, the only other tour that ever crossed the $1 billion mark, Elton John, the Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, or Coldplay's Music of the Spheres tour?
Neither of us got anywhere near it.
No.
But, all right.
But your guesses were all, to me, that's where I would have gone too. I would think to myself, well, Elton John, he did Farewell Us forever. And Coldplay, they're huge, but I don't remember even hearing about the Music of the Spheres tour. That's how much attention I'm paying to Coldplay.
The Elton John thing is what I'm going to go with.
I'll go with Coldplay then.
Coldplay is the correct answer. It's the only other tour to ever cross the $1 billion mark. Coldplay's Music of the Spheres tour, which I assume was amazing. Elton John almost got there. He made $939 million on the Farewell tour, which I think was like 3 years long. It was forever. But he didn't tour the way some of these kids tour. Like Taylor Swift, she only would have like one or two nights off a week. I think Elton John was like, every couple days, I'll get on stage.
I don't think anybody tours like they used to tour.
Right.
I don't think it's fair to ask anybody to tour like they used to tour.
Right. Well, especially with these gigantic setups.
I was thinking to ask someone to sing night after night, it's like 4 to 6 times a week what?
Yeah.
How can you expect someone to hold their voice together and go out on tour for 2+ years and sing 5 nights a week?
I know, because it is absolutely, especially someone like Taylor, who's doing a 3-hour show that it's all her the whole time.
And she's acting and she's diving and jumping and playing guitar.
And changing her outfits and everything.
Well, and I would say even worse than what she's doing are the people that drink their way through a 3-year tour.
Those are the people who are the problem. They're not over. They're not doing 5 nights a week, because if they are, well, I was going to say only one of those shows a week is any good, but they're probably none of the shows are any good.
No. And if you've seen a really like a concert where you went, why does that sound so bad? It's probably because they were doing too many nights a week. Mm. The '70s, the record company would go, get out there
and sell this record.
And then they'd get the person back off tour and go, make another record today.
Immediately.
All right.
Time for recovery. The people who worked on Taylor's tour were rewarded very generously. You know, last year around this time, the tour started in March of 2023. And so by the time Christmas, their break rolled around, she gave away about $55 million in bonuses to everyone. Everyone who worked on the tour, everyone from the dancers and the band to
truck drivers,
to the merch people. I mean, she handed out bonuses, $55 million worth. And they say in total for the almost 2 years of this tour that brought in $2 billion. She gave away about $200 million in bonuses, $197 million, which is that 10% of all the entire take. $200 million. Truck drivers, caterers, instrument techs, merch team, lighting, sound, production staff, assistants, carpenters, dancers, band members, security, choreographers, pyrotechnics, riggers, hairstylists, makeup artists, wardrobe, physical therapists, and last but not least, her video team. $197 million in bonuses. I really
good for her.
I would love to know how many people that is and what the average bonus was. I have to assume some of those people got bigger bonuses than other people. I'd love to see a total breakdown on it.
What's the bonus number again?
$197 million. And I don't know if it was a 200 person setup and everybody gets $1 million, but damn, that is generous and great. And it's really in keeping with her image. Her image is a person who cares a great deal about the people around her and about her fans. And
what would you guess that team is hearing all the stuff she described? My number would randomly, for no reason whatsoever, is 500 people.
500 people? Did you look it up?
No. I have no idea what that could be.
It would be, well, I think it also depends. Some of these places, some of these touring outfits, they have two complete sets. Mm-hmm. Somebody is one city down the road setting up while you're doing your shows over here.
In my opinion, 500's a lot of people.
Oh, it's a ton of people.
But maybe it's more like 1,000.
Maybe. I was actually thinking it was less than that. Oh. I was thinking maybe it would be like, you know, 200 to 300 people. But that now that you're saying that, it does
worldwide
sound,
and
sounds
merch
kinda crazy.
And truck drivers. Most of this must be
the people who actually traveled with her and who helped put the tour together. I can't imagine that she's somehow bonusing people who work at any given stadium, helping with merch or something. I don't really know, though. What the hell do I know? Anyway, I don't have a breakdown, but 10% of all your ticket money that went to her.
Oh, 925 says, we heard last year truck drivers got 100K each.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Incredible.
So the tour had a company hired around 90 trucks to haul staging costumes and other equipment for the show. So there's 90 just doing that.
Just doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably like 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting to get that total number. Damn.
Yeah, I've been looking for it. It's not like...
Things are hard to find, you know. This one... Oh, and here's the one. The trick... Here's the headline. Taylor Swift gifted Eras tour team $197 million in bonuses. All the paycheck details revealed. Lies! Lies! I went through the whole thing. The details are... That's the list of people who got them, not how much everybody got.
So in the band and dancers, there's 25 people. Mm-hmm. That's just band and dancers.
Right.
So.
Well, let's hope they each got $1 million. That's only $25 million. That's only an eighth of what she actually handed out. Incredible. This is just cute. Like, apparently Travis Kelce paid tribute to Taylor during the Chiefs versus Chargers game in the VIP suite on Sunday, which, by the way, she wasn't there. She was doing the last night of her tour. And there's some fan posted a photo on Twitter of what appears to be her face, Taylor Swift's face, on a mini Mrs. Claus ornament. And another one was shaped like Santa Claus and had Travis Kelce's face. It's so romantic. It's so cute.
Are they for real?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean you don't know, man?
Yes, sure. They're for real. Let's go with that. Okay. Everything that she touches and everything adjacent to everything that she touches goes number one. That's just how it is. Kylie Kelce, this is Jason's wife, pregnant with his fourth baby.
Okay.
Her podcast just dethroned Joe Rogan.
What do you mean?
Her podcast has more listeners than Joe Rogan's.
Can the king of podcasts please help break that down for us? How's that possible?
So, no, the charts are based on a lot of things. And a lot of it is unique listeners. So if you have a brand new podcast, the companies are also spending money on downloads. So what that means is they do advertising that is guaranteed to generate a certain amount of downloads based on like just how many people you hit this thing up to. So when they launch a podcast and they want to get behind it, they put a lot of money into it. So like a normal podcaster, good luck getting a thousand people
your first.
Yeah, but these people are starting off with in some cases, hundreds of thousands that are already being generated from the company. And they're all unique because it's a new show. So that's why it pushes it up the chart. She won't be there tomorrow, or I mean, she won't be there next week. But that's how it is. So if you have a new podcast,
still people have to listen to it.
No, people are listening to it, but it's getting the royal treatment, so to say.
Because I actually knew the name of this, and this was the first episode. This is the December 5th first episode of Not Gonna Lie.
And it's just her.
It isn't just her. She's going to have guests, etc. So, but it's about her. It's all about her.
It's still a great accomplishment. I mean, she's
incredible.
People are definitely interested in her listening, but she's getting a lot of support from
Kylie Kelsey.
Go ahead.
Company.
Kylie Kelsey is the wife of Jason Kelsey. She's, I believe, pregnant with their fourth kid. She's 32 years old. It has hit number one on Spotify and number one on Apple's podcast charts. She dethroned Joe Rogan, which, by the way, is never number two. It's always number one. In the first episode, she talked about her family and her husband, Jason Kelsey, and how she's embraced the newfound attention in her life, despite preferring to live out of the spotlight, which is, to me, I'm sorry, that's all Taylor Swift. Like, Taylor has made that family beyond famous. She's a mom of three. She has announced that she's pregnant with her fourth child. She says she likes to stay behind the scenes.
Yeah.
This is why the podcast makes perfect sense.
And all the TV commercials she's in.
And she's found a way to turn the attention into a positive and use the opportunity to control the narrative about herself.
But this is the trend in podcasting now. It's not, are you good? It's, are you famous? Do you have a lot of followers? Don't worry. We have producers who will make you sound good enough.
Good enough.
Well, I was going
to
say,
I've had to prop up quite a few people in my career that were not, I didn't think talented enough to carry a show.
Right. Our company at one point was behind Demi Lovato's podcast. You remember that?
I do.
And I think it was a run of like six of them. So I don't think they even contracted her to do.
It was a short, like a daily series.
Yeah, it was a series, but it was, and they pushed that thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that she was, I don't want to say not worthy, but I just, she was not a podcaster. She's an incredible singer and an actress. Mm-hmm. The podcast thing.
Talking and being entertaining is something that takes some time and some skill.
But also, I believe that there are people who innately do have that.
Yes.
I don't think that you can teach someone necessarily to be a radio or a podcast personality. I think some people can't.
Some people have it, and they're real easy to work with. Some people take some time. It's, you know, you gotta get them going.
You get them a good partner, because you need someone that can pluck at you and someone you can pluck at, and that, because otherwise, you know, like if me and Vinny agreed on every single thing, there really isn't a show anymore. And not that we're like, you know, fighting over everything, but there has to be a mix of opinions, some push and pull, and some tension. And I don't know if she's going to have that, or if she's going to find, she's going to get all different guests. And I'm sure Taylor Swift will be one of them very soon.
That's mm-hmm. the other push, right? Oh, they don't want short series anymore. So like I used to make true crime and stuff like that. And like,
nobody's standalone seasons.
Nobody's buying that anymore. Like that's they want things that are always on, always getting advertising revenue, and can always pull a big name for a guest. That, you know, that again, the advertisers like to see that. And then, you know, that's a way
good news for radio people.
Yes, it is.
You know, and it pulls in a lot of listeners. So, but, you know, I'm not against this trend. I'm just saying like serialized podcasts. Like that's what I like. Yeah.
Mm. Trends are how we work it out. I mean, there's plenty of things that are popular out there that nobody really thought would ever happen. And then they find a way. And so that shakes it out. The people who suck at it are gone, and the people who are good at it further the medium.
Yeah. And then you have like the Hot Chewy girl. She took to it pretty naturally and she's doing really well.
Nah, she's pleased. That's a flash in the pan.
I hope so.
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Hot rodent boyfriend.
What? Oh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out everything we talk about on today's show on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART.
Oh.
If you're shopping, ice skating, or heading to the airport this holiday season, avoid the stress of dealing with unpredictable Bay Area traffic. Take BART.
Mm.
Visit BART.gov.
BART.
BART.
BART.gov.
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, here's what's happening. Right now, oh, well, we're starting to see a little bit of clouding here. As I look out the window, I only have a little bit of to judge off of.
Looking a little hazy, though.
But there's some clouds there, yeah. We have clouds building and some wind today. The rain shouldn't begin. We have rain on the way, but it shouldn't begin until tomorrow evening, unless you're in the very North Bay. But rain's coming. Starts on Wednesday and likely to stay on and off with us through for about a week, okay. 5 days to 7 days.
Deal
so
with
there's
it.
That. Okay.
Yes.
By the way, Merry Christmas, and we hope to see you this Friday night at Winterland.
Yes.
It's going to be so much fun.
Oh my God, it's going to be great.
If you got your tickets, way to go.
Yeah. If not, go to RadioAlice.com. We have last chance tickets there.
Let's see here. We're going to begin this report. Where did it go? Okay, this is the one.
All right.
Here's your headline. One-star McDonald's reviews and sympathetic merch. Companies are now trying to stop online support for the United Healthcare CEO killer. They're one-starring McDonald's because that's where he was caught. An employee there phoned the police and turned him in. And so now McDonald's is catching flack for
being the place where this guy, who is a hero to so many,
to justice.
All right. He is a murderer, guys.
And this is really remarkable. I do know, and listen, I actually do understand what people are getting at, which
yes.
is the healthcare system is
very broken
and totally sucks. I have a friend, and look, I have insurance. I pay for it. It's one of the reasons to stay employed is to have health insurance
yep.
for yourself and your family. I have a friend who was having a freaking heart attack. This just happened. I just told
yes.
you the story.
Your friend Billy had
My friend
a widowmaker.
Is having a heart attack. He's in shape. He takes care of himself. It's clearly some kind of genetic thing. He was not aware that he was, you know, at risk at all. And yet, here he is having it. He's like, I'm so screwed. I cannot afford this. And when the person at the
urgent care
said, you've got to go to the ER right now.
We're calling get you an ambulance.
He goes, no. You can't do that. I can't afford that. I'm going to get in my car and take myself there. That's what the healthcare system is doing to people all over the country all day, every day. There's a dude who's having a heart attack and goes, I cannot afford
to have this.
Your paramedic.
Right. I'll take my chances because I'm not going to be able to pay for that.
After the police found the words deny, defend, and depose printed on shell casings near the site where United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down, merchandise bearing those words started appearing online. The phrase is linked to a book that came out about the insurance industry titled Delay, Defend, Deny, Defend. And as I mentioned yesterday, we see that in motion in a cartoon. In the Incredibles, when he tries to be a normie.
Yeah.
And he just gets a job. He works at an insurance company. He's telling the grandma.
We're not paying that.
Take this downstairs. And here's how you. And then he's in trouble.
Yeah. Because he told her how to get the money that she's been paying into this thing
right.
in order to be able to get.
Those words, delay, deny, defend, and more have appeared on a number of items on Amazon's store, including hats, T-shirts, pint glasses. So the heroism is being celebrated with gear. So there are companies out there saying, you got to stop this. You really can't. Amazon has pulled the merchandise from their website for violating the company's rules. I guess people, and I don't know this, I don't go on Amazon really, but I guess there are people who can open their own storefront on Amazon. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of like Etsy or something like that?
It is kind of like that. And a lot of people who sell on Etsy also have a link over on Amazon.
And so it would be like eBay or anything else where you're selling something and people have access to it. But Amazon would be late to know, hey, we don't like you selling.
You could be selling whatever you wanted on there, I guess.
Well, Amazon's pulled the merchandise from the website for violating the company's rules. And I guess they're going to have to keep an eye on all of you out there. So that's the latest on.
It's a hard rub. I mean, this guy, I'm sorry, he did murder a dude and did not fix healthcare. Shining a light on this, not necessarily a bad thing, but he is a murderer. He's not a hero.
This is so heavy.
It is heavy because I really do feel that even just the very little that I know about it, how many times do you hear about someone who went bankrupt because they couldn't afford the cancer that they had? Like they've now said, or, you know, end of life stuff where they're doing all these major measures to keep you alive. And basically everything you had left to give to your kids is just gone. Your whole life's work just out the window.
And that's my buddy. This just happened last week. He's sitting there going, I'm so screwed. I cannot afford this. He has some insurance, but not. Yeah. And I said, we were actually texting. I was in Tahoe at the time. I texted him back, bro, you are alive. Try to be in that moment right now. Like, I get it. Down the line, there's a reckoning and we're going to have to figure that out. But for today,
be grateful for your life.
You're alive. But no, because of the healthcare system, he's fretting the cost. And if you're out there and you say, a guy having a heart attack drove. Yeah.
Well, it took him like an hour between getting out of the water with his surfboard, riding his bike home, getting in his car, going to urgent care, and then being sent from the urgent care over to the emergency room. I'm like, Billy, thank God you're alive.
I know. I'm with you, though.
Widowmaker.
I'm with you, though. You drove. You could have killed somebody. And yet, that's what's going on in healthcare. So I get the grind. I just don't believe supporting a dude and somehow possibly making another person out there go, wow, he's a hero. Maybe I want to be a hero. Like, that is not what we need to start seeing out there in the world. How about a fast fact?
It's a wake-up call. I love a fast fact. Vinny, you know that.
Fast fact. McDonald's feeds 70 million people per day.
Oh my God, really?
Which is just under 1% of the world's population. McDonald's.
Well,
70 million people.
20% of our population.
Per day.
You know, wow, that's incredible. That is incredible.
It is. Michael Phelps.
Oh, yes.
Swims slower than a manatee. Yes, those big sea cows that we hear about in Florida.
Well, they got that big flapper on the back. That's not it. Oh, sorry. Oops.
Did I do that?
I hit my hand down on the thing that fires it off.
I was going to say, I didn't know I had that. What did I touch?
Try touching something. That is amazing.
Wait, hit it one more time.
Oh, what happened?
I didn't hit it yet.
Oh, hit it.
Oh,
you got,
oh,
your,
good.
You got your own fa la 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 la
from
your
guys. I really don't like it.
La 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 la.
Anyway, Phelps' top swimming speed is 6 miles per hour, and manatees can top out at 20 miles per hour if they want to.
Damn, that's fast. Well, I mean, they are sea creatures. You know, we're actually land creatures.
That is a fast fact.
That is a quick fast fact. 6 miles an hour, though, that's pretty impressive. He's swimming. I'm like, I'm dog paddling along at 100 miles a day. I mean, 100 miles of never. 100 feet an hour.
About 2 weeks till Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Candy canes. How many have you had so far this season?
Zero. How many have you had?
Candy canes. How many have you had this season?
I haven't had any, but I am a candy cane guy.
Are you? You are?
I love candy canes. Yeah.
You like the big sticks, the big candy cane sticks?
You used to get one for Christmas every year. Love that.
Wow. What about peppermint bark?
Oh, I love peppermint bark. Peppermint bark's really good.
I'm a big fan of peppermint bark, too.
I didn't know I was. Christina bought some for the dinner party she had for the girlfriend, friends, giving, whatever that was, a couple weeks ago. It's been in the house, and I took one little piece because it was in
That's
the
all
wrap.
It takes.
I was like, oh, no. I like it.
You're in.
Now what am I going to do?
Eat
I like
all of it.
Anyway, candy canes. It appears they're really used as decorations more than anything else these days. A poll by Brock's found candy canes are definitely a tradition. 90% agree, but 60% of people use candy canes as decorations. Far less eat them as a treat.
You know, I will say that I have absolutely taken candy canes off the tree, put them in the Christmas box, and put them back on the next year.
See, that's awful because people like me take them off of trees and put them in your pocket, and then I get home and it's all sticky and gooey and old.
Well, so now you don't get to have it. That's all.
False advertising, ma'am.
Well, anyway, it appears most people are keeping the candy cane around for decoration.
Yeah.
Not delicious. Mm. My daughter asked me because she got, I think this was coming out of Thanksgiving, she had sour Skittles and a candy cane. And she goes, which one do you think I should eat? And I said, well, the candy cane, it's Christmas season. You can always have Skittles. And she looked at me, and we all do this, I guess. And she goes, I wanted the Skittles.
Aww.
And I went, oh, well, then have the Skittles. What'd you ask me for?
That's such a kid thing.
Well, I mean, sometimes they need someone to help them determine. And then their reaction to what you say is the way.
What in the? Okay. Ridiculous. Let me see if I can find. According to a Tinder report, daters are valuing optimism and embracing hopecore.
Oh.
A mindset that focuses on positivity and joy. This was a Tinder survey. They're calling it a year in swipe for 2024. Unfortunately, they didn't really give me a readable way to deliver this to you. So I'm going to click on some stuff and I'll tell you a few things.
It looks like one of those manifestation boards, you know, where you put your dream board or hope board. What is that called? There's like
it's
life board.
But it really does make it difficult to deliver. Someone hopefully will compile this for me and I can do it as a story. Mm-hmm. But here are some of the things that the Tinder trend term, hot rodent boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing, right?
The unconventionally hot guy with a pointed, almost rodent-like face and a whole lot of swag.
Oh.
With messy hair, he rocks vintage clothes and looks like he's one cigarette away from a brooding indie film.
Well, that's Timothée Chalamet right there. He looks like a little rat. In fact, he plays, isn't Wadib the mouse on Dune? He's the mouse. He's a rodent.
Another term in from the Tinder dating, a year in dating.
All right.
From Tinder.
Thank you, Tinder.
Investigating. When you and your friends go full detective mode, digging up your crush's entire online footprint.
Oh.
Which could mean they're digging into his aunt's 2015 Iceland trip where he was a boy.
Oh.
In an effort to find out everything.
Isn't that uncomfortable when later on, if it works out, you're like, oh yeah, remember when you were on that trip with your aunt and, you know, you were riding that giant donkey down the...
I would never do that.
Investigating?
For the exact reason you just mentioned. You now have come up with so much stuff on this person. And while it gives you some context, and listen, I get it. A girl might go,
that's weird.
You're a boy. You don't have to worry about what some dude might do to you.
That is true.
Okay.
That is true.
I'll give you that. Absolutely. I would never do that, though.
Well, it feels like you're ruining the surprise of finding out about someone. However, just knowing that they aren't like, hey, the day I got out of prison is my first photo on Instagram, you know? Served my 10 years for manslaughter, and now I'm out. Or whatever they serve for.
Lavender marriage. These are more Tinder trend terms. Lavender marriage. A marriage built on deep trust, not romance, where one or both of the partners are queer. This platonic dynamic is the original friends with legal benefits.
Oh.
Lavender marriage. I never heard of it.
That's really interesting. I haven't either. I wonder about that, though. I mean, plenty of gay couples want to have babies and need to jump through a million hoops to do so. I wonder if there are arrangements like these, like a lavender marriage, where maybe a gay guy and a gay girl decide, we'll figure out a way to have a baby together, even if it's the old-fashioned way. Because we're really close friends and we want to have kids.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like, you're on a really good insurance plan. That can be worth it. A lot of people marry for insurance reasons.
There's so many different, I don't want to say fringe because that would sound, but there's so many different
benefits.
Identities out there now that I can imagine there's a lot of people looking for different arrangements. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's that I can't keep up with them all. This actress from Oppenheimer just came out as it was like masculine, but I can't remember the word, but it was another new identity
genre
that I'd never seen. Right. She identifies as they, pardon me, but she's saying I'm a them, they. I am a female and my actress name is this, but in my real life, call me Frank. Because I'm masculine.
I live as a man.
I'll look it up and tell you because this
is a woman.
I figured this was one of those things where I just went, well.
That's very interesting. Well,
hard
people
to keep up
are
with.
Allowed to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You pointed it out really eloquently the other day about, you know, the pursuit of happiness. It's what you consider to be the pursuit of happiness, not what someone else tells you your pursuit should be.
And we all, I think even I fight the instinct to judge.
Mm-hmm.
We all do, even though we might not even say it, but in our head, we might be dismissive of this or that or this other thing. And I try really hard to remind myself,
We make comparisons constantly, just like to the way that you feel you see somebody behaving a certain way and you have only your own emotional framework to judge it. And so if it doesn't fit in there, that's why there's like fear of things that are different and why people sort of take a step back from anything that's different from what they are, different beliefs.
On
different
this
ideas?
Tinder year and swipe bed chemistry. Oh. I think you understand that. A relationship fueled mostly by physical chemistry in bed, where the sparks fly under the sheets. The most of us start there.
Yeah.
I
do feel like that. If that isn't working, there probably isn't a relationship down the line.
Now,
but maybe.
Kids really pour cold, ice freezing cold water on that bed chemistry. Freezing. Like a waterfall that never stops freezing cold water. So consider that.
Yeah, Maddie, consider that.
Text numbers, 800-400-3697. Let's see here. The healthcare shooter has a rat face, too.
He does.
Does he?
Kind of.
I didn't think he had a rat face. A
little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's no Timothée Chalamet. Really good muscles, though.
6 o'clock hour, cocaine. 7 o'clock hour, walking canes, 8 o'clock hour, candy canes. Oh. There's a theme here. We're not trying to theme
what
that
will
out.
It be next hour?
I don't know.
Well, Scott Capurro's on.
707 says, he's not a hero, but he is cute.
He is cute. I hate to say it. I mean, honestly, he is fascinating. Here's a young man who has thrown his life away. He's dying on that hill.
From what I've read so far, and there's been a lot, and it's all over the place, and I'm working on it, trying to, you know, somehow come up with a comprehensive way to talk about this. But from what I read, he's from a wealthy family.
Yeah.
In Baltimore.
Balmer.
So I don't know where this goes for him, but.
Well, it goes to jail.
Jail for life. Yeah.
Yeah. Murder in the first, baby.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, happy birthday to Scott Capurro. We'll start with that and see how long that takes us.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.